Hello and welcome to yet another episode of this podcast. It is the first Wednesday of November. Just before I would say Happy New Month to you, it seems the month is looking great already. Yes, a few weeks from now and we will be bidding farewell to 2020. Ha, time flies, they say, and it's either you fly along with it or you allow it to fly and take your time with it. Anyway, we are gradually approaching the season of love and celebration. That is a month from now. And yeah, of course, loads of reason to be grateful to God despite the tense times and all that we faced in this terrific 2020. Yeah, so catch up with me as I share some interesting things with you in this episode, which I have tagged the November bounties. Go nowhere, and if you are to move, move along with your device. Hey there, welcome to Talk and Grill, a lifestyle podcast of premium entertainment, latest trends, and life hacks. Enjoy every episode. Hey guys, welcome once again to this episode. And if this is your first time, welcome, welcome, and welcome. So, this is November, the 11th month of the year 2020. We are grateful to God for experiencing this moment of our lives. November seems to be good already. Yeah, and we are gradually coming close to the end of the year. There are, of course, thousands of reasons to be grateful to God and appreciate the gift of life. And I have a number of friends who are celebrating their birthday. Most of my friends are celebrating their birthday this month. Yeah, so if you are listening to me and your birthday falling this month, I want to wish you happy birthday in advance. Yeah, loads of love from me to you. Yeah, November is the 11th month, and there's something significant about this. Is the period of the year where we sit down and begin to reminisce. What are the things we've achieved for this year, 2020? Are there pitfalls? These are the times in the year where we sit to think about all the things that we've been through in the year and how it has favored us or disfavored us, and how we can become a better person in the year to come, years to come, actually. So there are also unexpected goals that have not been accomplished yet, and this seems to be the time where we sit to think about these things. Yeah, from the month of September, November, October, November, December, we tend to think about all that I've gone through in this year and how we've overcome some challenges. There are some unexpected goals we've not reached, and you'll be like, you're feeling down, and you'll be like, oh man, I plan to implement this year, and this is November, I'm still in the same position. You know, there's this usual prayer of perfection. They say the God of 11th hour will visit you in the 11th month. Yeah, I actually confess that, and it works for me. Yeah, so if you have goals that you have not reached and you plan to reach them this year, it's not too late. We still have more than 31 days in this year, and you know, anything can happen. Do not give up on your dreams. Don't ever give up on your dreams. Yeah. So there is every reason to be grateful to God. Yeah, and I think I'm going to dwell on that a lot in this episode. It is the first Wednesday of November, and I'm sure this is the time to count all our blessings from January to February to March, April, May, down to November. There are, amidst this tense time and situation that is around the globe in general, I'm sure there are one or two things that we can look and say, yeah, I'm grateful to God for that. So I'm going to be dwelling on this a lot. As for me, I'm grateful to God for my personal gratitude for life, sound health, and I can recall, even till now, I can clearly say it that I've not visited the hospital for this year. That is really what my gratitude to God. Yeah. So there are a number of things that we can look back on and say, yeah, God have been good to us in this year. There are several projects that I started and accomplished. I can't begin to talk about them. They won't contain the context of this episode. Above all, I thank God for, God no shame us. The question for this episode is, it is the first week of November 2020. What is that thing? What is that thing? It can be one, it can be two or more. But there is surely something that you would want to say, thank you, God, for this year. 2020 has brought me this. I've been able to point at this as my achievement for 2020. So what is that thing you are grateful to God for? Today being the first week of November, I'm actually putting this out because a lot have gone through, a lot of rivers have passed under the bridge, and this is just the time to, think about the good things that have happened to us. I'm grateful. I made a post some days ago on social media, and I think I'm going to be visiting that. I will also repost it now as I'm speaking with you on my social media page. What are the things you are grateful to God for today being the first week of November 2020? And what are you looking forward to expect before the year runs out? It is always good to breathe positivity. So that is what we're looking into in this episode. I'm going to go on a short break now, and I'm going to play you a song titled "We Plenty" by Cobams featuring Simi. And when I come back, I will try to take one or two comments from my socials regarding the question that is before us today.
You don't hustle tired. You know they take your holiday. You write application, you go for auditions, but still, it be like saying no, they pay. They don't laugh you tired. Some say, shay until your mate get the aeroplane. Before you go make calm, you beg God to make calm, but see, everybody getting late. So my brother hustle. So my sister, what? No condition lasts forever. Your own turn become. So my brother hustle. So my sister, what? Beans you know they cook forever. Your own beans go down.
Okay, guys, welcome back. Says Longer from Facebook. Says I was born in November. LOL. Wow. Happy birthday in advance, Longer. As if I knew, and I quickly wished people who were born in November a happy birthday in advance. So you can private chat me for further discussion on how we could come celebrate with you. That's a joke, though. Taiwo James says, I became a father and a car owner this year. Help me thank God. Wow. Congratulations, Taiwo. Well, the God that did it for you will obviously do it for me. No, not that. I'm not old enough to be, not the father kind of level now, but I'm old enough to have my own car. Come on. My dream car. Well, my dream car, if I'm to visualize my dream car, I don't think it has been manufactured yet, because I'm looking at something that can transport me both on water, on air, and on land. there are models of that, but that's aside. So congratulations, Taiwo James. Peter Olawa. Sorry, Peter, I don't know. I can't really pronounce this clearly, but he says, Ash Baba, currently listening to your podcast. Thank you. It says, nice one there. I'm grateful to God because my girlfriend did not leave. Come on. He said, I'm grateful to God because my girlfriend did not leave me. Wow. Well, you are obviously doing the right thing as a relationship guy. Well, take care of your girlfriend and continue to love up. Hopefully, we will begin of your wedding ceremony next year. On Twitter, at Ajayi Adeseye says, God's unending love. Yeah, we are grateful. Not only you, I'm equally grateful for God's unending love. Your girlfriend will leave you, even your parents say, but God's love is unending. God's love is unending. Khalid Rabi, grateful to God for sparing our lives upon all the sufferings. Wow. Yeah, upon all the I can't really overemphasize on this. We faced a lot this year, and you are right, Khalid. Upon all the suffering God has been sparing our lives, we've been striving, and we are here to testify to that. Yeah, Wayne Breezing on Facebook says, my family, wife, and kids, it is the greatest gift in the world. Wow, congratulations, Wayne. Thank God for your life. Blessing Emmanuel says, gift of life. Gift of life, yeah. Teresa Perez, for waking me to see a new day and a new month. Thank God and amen. Yeah, many people are actually not alive to see this brand new day, and we are close to the year, to the end of the year, so we should be grateful for that. Richie Rambo says, ask me that on Friday. Wow. Well, it seems something huge is coming. Sounds like something huge is coming. Well, I can't wait to when you will break the news to us. Well, whatever you're expecting, we pray that it comes as you expected. Yeah. Dwight Sam say, cool, yup. Ash, I'm really grateful talking to my mother and father. God is good. God is great. Of course, certainly. Yeah. Tinu says, I think I'm familiar with this Tinu Tinu. Yeah, he commented on my post some days ago. He says, I lost my grandparents 2 months ago. But I'm grateful to God for life. My condolence, Tinu Tinu, if you can hear me now, and I pray God uphold you. He said, I'm grateful to God for life. Yeah, we are all grateful to God for life. We thank God for keeping our life. Olayinka Rachel, I still can't believe I was able to grow my business to this level this year, even amidst these tragic times. Always trust God. I thank God. Yeah, I thank God for your life, Olayinka. Names calling says, finally quitted an addiction that was killing me slowly. 2020 has a bright side for me. Wow. It seems someone has been working out his New Year resolution since last year, 2019. I'm happy for you, Niams, and I pray you don't go back to whatever addiction was killing you slowly. Congratulations. Yeah, in line with that, I think whatever New Year's resolution you are planning for yourself, I think this is the time to begin it. A lot of people think their New Year resolutions should start January 1st by 12 a.m. No. If you are really serious about changing some things in your life, or incorporating new behaviors or character towards people, or just changing something about your life, I think this is, it's not even about what I think, this is the best time to start it now. Whenever I have a resolution I want to start incorporating for a new year, I begin to practice it gradually from October. This is the best time to get accustomed to such behavior, such positive behavior. So your New Year resolution should start now. I really hope we could continue this conversation, but of course we can. On my social media, the conversation is still, but I can see a lot of messages. Sorry if I can't take yours now. So my social media handles are at the Ash Emmanuel across all social media. Yeah, so we could continue the conversation there. The question still remains. This is the first week of November 2020. What is that thing you are grateful to God for, and what are you expecting before the end of this year? We could continue the conversation on my social media, Andrew, and I'll be there to reply. We've come to the end of this episode. Do not forget to share this podcast to your friends and your family, and till we meet next episode, stay healthy, stay safe, and enjoy the rest of your day. Bye.